Blog Talk Radio.
With so much going on in this world, it's imperative that you stay tuned in to current events and your intuition, all while expanding your awareness. Talking with Tina holds space for you to call in for many intuitive tarot and medium readings, learn about ways to raise your vibration, and stay in touch with the latest. Let's talk. Good evening. Welcome. Blessings. Thank you for joining. Thank you for being here. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. There is so much going on. I'm sitting here putting together my notes, getting ready for the show, holding my space, which is exactly what we do when it comes to times like this, right? So much going on, worrying about what we have going on, where we're going, and what it is we're doing. So, that being said, please allow me to slow myself down, be here with you. Different show, different energy, different intentions, right? So, you are logged on listening to Talking with Tina. Thank you for being here, my loves. I hope you're doing well. The show is about awareness, raising your vibration, slowing down. We're going to talk about numerology, numbers, energy. We're definitely going to speak on that. I'm definitely here to support you with readings, angles, aspects, perspectives on your life and what you have going on and your questions. We're going to talk about how to raise your vibration, what you're trying to create, and recreate, right? Because not one thing is the only way. Not one way is the only right. So we're going to speak on that. Y'all, the call-in number is 760-888-5700. 760-888-5700. Trust yourself. Trust your questions. This is where it's at, right? Call in. My favorite part is to hear where you're from. But definitely call in, share your name, if you're willing, and what state you are. If you really want to go into depth, in what city. And then your question, what's on your mind. We can expand on that, right? And if you dig what you're hearing, catch up with me on social media. That's where it's at, right? At I Hear Tarot, IHEARTAROT. And you can catch up with me specifically one-on-one at 234-97-TAROT. Thank you for joining Talking with Tina. Before we begin, I just want to set the space for a little bit more abundance in your life, a little bit more of holding the space for abundance in your life, right? So on your behalf, on my behalf, on the world's behalf, I'm lighting a candle. May prosperity flow freely through your life. May you sense a natural attraction to wealth, its comforts, and may you embrace prosperity in all its forms. Y'all, that doesn't just mean money, right? It could be friends. It could be food. It could be energy. It could be faith. But it's all about holding the space for it, lighting a candle, right? Again, our number is 760-888-5700, Blog Talk Radio New Age Guild. Follow us. Find the resources you have online. But we're here now. So let's go ahead and begin with tarot readings, and we're going to expand on messages, insights, what we have going on in this world, what might be on your mind. The most honest and vulnerable you can be is the type of reading that you're going to get in response. And I know that's difficult. It is. And it takes a lot of rapport and engagement and relationship. But y'all, I got to be honest with you. If you want a clear and open reading, a clear and open question is the most supportive way to get what it is you're looking for, or at least the best insight that you can get. I do believe we have a caller on standby. Norma, love, are you there?
Yes. Hi, Tina. This is Laura in New Jersey.
Laura, my love, how are you doing?
I'm okay. I'm out of work as of Friday, and I'm looking for another job or contract, and just wondered in these times what you see for me along getting a job.
Yeah, how that's looking for you, my love. And overall, though, your health, you, family, all good?
Yeah, pretty much, uh-huh. I'm staying safe.
I know. It's a different world right now, but good. Good, good, good.
Yeah.
So a couple things, my love. You're asking about work, and I know things are changing right now. But what comes through for you, my love, before I even pull cards, let me just tell you what I'm getting through on your voice, which is you are super tenacious and you're devoted. So that rings out. Almost it's like you're awesome in person because your resume is fabulous, but then when people see you and meet you, that's what attracts them. So when you ask about projects and what's coming up next, does that mean you're struggling to meet or talk to someone one-on-one, or is it more like on paper and remote that you're getting your contracts?
So it's kind of both, because mostly right now, especially now, we're all going to be doing this remote, and that means onboarding, meeting the people you're going to be working with. Everything's going to be happening remote, and companies aren't used to onboarding and starting up a new project with a new contract remote. They're used to bringing you on, you know. So I had a call today from a recruiter about a contract, but it was only for 4 months. And as I was asking questions, more and more questions about the contract, it didn't ring like it, to me, it didn't feel like it was a good fit. So I said I wasn't interested in that particular contract. Now I'm wondering if that was the right move or not, but I'm still getting other calls from other recruiters. It's just a matter of whether or not the client will actually bring me or do a Skype interview with me, you know, whether or not they'll pick my resume to want to interview me. So I'm just wondering where I stand.
Yeah. So let's work through a couple of things with you. I feel like we can go in depth since I know you've got a lot going on, but I know we've spoken about this stuff before. So one of the things that came up for you is I know you were hesitant and you felt like you did, in quotes, the wrong thing by saying, and I feel like it's a good fit. Here's the thing with you, my love. You're quick, you're intuitive. It feels like you come through as managing a lot of people and knowing how to hold space and how to devote your time, right? And so also where you want to devote your time to get what you want. I feel like I keep getting something for you that's holding you back, and I can't tell if that's relationship or if it's home or if it's finances, because you feel like you're, like, on the edge and you're ready just to, like, spring and go, but it feels like there's something that keeps holding you back. Is it just career, or is there something else that's around you that's kind of making you more conservative or hesitant to jump, so to speak?
So I've been, in the past, I've been out of work for a while, and it's put me in a real financial bind. So I want to go for a permanent full-time position, but every time I think about it, I worry that I won't get it because I've been doing contract work for so long. Mm-hmm. And I want to buy a house. You know, I want to move. I don't know where I should go. Should I go back to, I'm originally from Pittsburgh. Should I go back towards our area? Should I finally settle down here in New Jersey permanently? I guess I'm indecisive as to where I should live permanently.
Yeah.
North Carolina, Georgia. You know, I'm indecisive as to where I'm going to actually settle down.
Okay. And so that, you know, that indecision, I tell you what, my love, you're intuitive, but you're also so grounded. So you kind of get like both sides of it, which makes it a little more difficult for you to speak and decide. So I'll tell you what, you did not make the wrong decision when you said, hey, I don't think this is right for me, because it's not. You're ready for a transition. You're ready for something different. And I don't know what you're applying for, my love, or what your background is, but I tell you what, it almost feels like you're kind of looking for something a little less so you can take your time to figure out what you want as far as more goes. And it feels like that might be because you're trying to decide where to go and what to do. There might be a little bit of fear in there, Laura, my love, with learning something new or doing something new. And so you said Pittsburgh or Jersey, right? That's what your two options were as far as where to be.
Well, also North Carolina, Georgia, I'm thinking, or Florida. I know I want to stay on the East Coast.
Yeah. So we're going to say South as far as, ooh. Okay. So I say ooh because I looked at Jersey and I see a lot of potential there. But if you're in Jersey, it seems really competitive and like the energy to like hold your space is going to be a lot. But I do see connections and I see things balancing out. When it comes to Pittsburgh, it feels like it's going to be a little mellow for you, a little slower for you, and you're not really going to be exactly where you want to be. It's just going to take, it just feels like it's going to take some time to really settle in Pittsburgh. But when you mention the South, my love, it feels like there's more space for you there. I see relationship. I see connection. I see almost like the best of both worlds, where you've got everything you need to kind of hold you like in a great nest. And then when you're ready to jump, you're fulfilled and you're equipped. So if you're looking for kind of which way to go, I see Jersey being a lot of potential. You're going to have to find the right relationship, though. That's going to take some time. And then you're going to have to hold that space. It almost feels like a not competitive per se, but just more energy. But when we look at the South, it just feels like there's more space for you to recoup and charge up and then actually be equipped when you decide to take action. Do you follow?
Yeah. Do you think it's North, South Carolina, Georgia, Florida? Are you picking up anything?
Let me look. We'll look at just North and South specifically. Let me look at North and South and then let me see what they say. I feel like there's so much more coming through for you. So I'm just going to share with you. So, wow, both of them feel good, Laura, my love. North and South feel good. North feels good for you in the way of there's more grounding, more support. You can kind of, like, get your bearings again and more good to know
North
lighter
Carolina?
Times. Yes. Well, you said, yes. Yes. Because you were saying North and South. So North feels that way. It's a little bit lighter for you. South feels good, too, but it feels like there's more opportunity there. It's almost like, you'll have to work a little bit harder, but you'll get more at the same time. So what
South
you work
Carolina.
To get, you'll receive. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Hmm. And it feels more engaging for you, too.
Okay.
So I'm not sure. Like, it just feels like North is more comfortable for you, and South is more fiery, and you're on cylinders, and you're just going with, like, in 24 months, you're like, all of a sudden at the top of where you want to be and you're stable. Where North is almost like you can be, but it's more leisurely and comfortable and not as fast. It might kind of bother you because it's not as fast.
Yeah. Yeah. Like fast paced. I get bored easily.
And you come through as you're doing, so you're producing, so you're receiving. And so that's kind of like, it goes for you, but slowing down is good for you, but it almost feels like you lose that fire and that desire and that clarity and that direction. Not that it's bad, because it's good to, you know, feed your soul, but it almost feels like you're on the fast track right now, and South Carolina feels like that's going to be more for you to support that.
Okay, that sounds really promising.
It does. You may feel a little bit more on your own, my love, but that's something you haven't faced before.
Yeah, I'm used to that. I'm fine with that.
That
do you think how soon do you think that'll happen for me?
Let me just look, my love. Okay, so I'm gonna be honest with you. So So this is where, when we first started looking at your cards, it felt like there was some indecision there. And I don't want to, how can I say this? If you're uncertain of kind of where you are right now, that puts a lot of uncertainty out in the water for where you're going to be. Do you follow?
So I see,
man, I'm trying not to sound generic because that's not what I'm seeing for you. But what's coming up for you is if you're uncertain, if you want to jump ship from over here, you're right to say no. Let me just tell you that right now. You're right to say no, this isn't working for you. But if you're going to decide to really move to the south, wherever it is, you really got to start looking there and decide that's where you want to be, because you're safe where you are right now and you can make your way right now. That's not going to change, but you're not going to totally be happy with that. So if you're going to want to bust out of where you are, you've got to kind of decide, I'm really looking out of the box and looking for a permanent job and all that good stuff. Do you follow?
Yeah, I do. I'm going to start looking in South Carolina.
Do that, and but look in permanent jobs. You come through with freaking management material, leadership. There's so many things around you. I don't know exactly what you do, my love, but you just come through with being able to engage, enroll, and educate people and handle what's coming up for you. So don't be afraid of that. I'm not sure if that's what's kind of concerning you, but I don't see that being a problem.
Okay, great. Oh, this is great, Tina. Thank you so much.
Yeah, my love, I know it's, even in your mind, it's hard to like jump ship and do it, right? And then do it in reality. But this is a good space for you to kind of build up those relationships and take that leap, because everyone's kind of waiting to see too. So, yeah, my love. I mean, reach out to me. We can catch up and look more specifically. But, yeah, it feels pretty good for you, what you're deciding to do.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. I really appreciate
it.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You take care.
You too. Bye.
Thank you. Blessings. So, y'all, I got to tell you, man, there's so much going on. So, and I love connecting with you and speaking one-on-one. Take me up on this is my 2020 promotion, right? 20 minutes for $20. Laura, my love, I hope you're still listening. 20 minutes for $20. It's a buck a minute, y'all. 20 bucks. Invest in yourself and your questions, right? Non-biased. Just love and support for you. We can expand on what you want. We can veer off if you want to. We can hone in when you want to. That's what this is about, right? And let me just speak a little bit on the cards. Y'all, there's 78 cards in the deck. These cards have been around since the 1500s, right? They were originally created for royalty as a game. Down the line, closer to the 1900s, I'm not going to mention names, a certain organization got their hands on the cards and said, wow, we can add these different symbols and meanings to the cards. And that's what happened. And a lot of those meanings and symbols came through as being secret, as being unknown, right? That's what the occult means, is unknown, is secret. And that put the fear in a lot of people. Y'all, it's really just about a tool to help you step outside of your own mind, so to speak, and your own perspective, and being open to something different. And that's what I do in support. I'm not here to judge, and I don't. Not here to tell you what to do, and I don't. I'm here to tell you what comes through. And most of the time, it resonates with your own intuition. But the hard part is trusting ourselves. And then the hard part is believing in ourselves. And the hard part is taking actions on ourselves. That's what I'm here to do. That's how I'm here to support y'all. So please trust yourself. Take me up. 20 minutes, $20, my loves. Even during this time of uncertainty, I'm calling this time the intermission of life, right? Sometimes we have to run to the restroom. Sometimes we want to go get a soda or a bev. Maybe we just want to hang out in the seat, talk to our neighbor. This is your time. This is our time, right? I want to speak a little bit on the number 7. You know, we talk about numerology, the energy of numbers, the vibration of numbers, right? So a Monday morning, my likeness is, on Monday morning, we'll say at 8:30, does not have the same vibration, energy, perspective as a Monday morning or as a Monday afternoon or even evening. Friday morning does not have the same vibration, energy, perspective as Friday at midnight or even Friday at noon. Here is the deal, y'all. Seven, let's just speak on that a little bit. It's all about spirit, quest, and thinking. Searching for your truth. Searching for a truth. Inner wisdom, reflection, right? Seven is a huge number, right? We all feel good about it. Colors of the rainbow, we feel like it's balanced, right? We feel good with seven. It's way past five. Seven C's, wonders of the world. When we think of the number seven, right? Seven continents, if you want to go there. Snow White and the how many dwarfs? Yeah, that's right. Seven, right? 007. If you like that kind of film, right? Today is a seven, and it almost feels like we should be balanced, feeling the advantage that we have. I'll tell y'all what, I've got all my and I'm going to take my number seven and rip it out of my book because that's it. It is not about feeling like we have to feel grateful for what it is we have right now that's in front of you. It's about knowing why you're grateful. It's not like feeling you have to be. It's knowing in your heart of hearts why you are. A lot of resources are telling us. Scarcity, concern, fear. Y'all go inward. If you can't go out, you go in. Find it. It's there. It's way more than seven. It's way more than what people tell you. It's what you know. And I know we're all scared about what's going to happen tomorrow, what's going to be imposed on us, what we have, how can we last, who do we know, what's going to happen. It's a big leap to feel like we already know we can move past this, right? So our call in number, don't forget, trust your questions, why you're here, what you're feeling. 760-888-5700. Find me on social media. Follow me. At I Hear Tarot, I-H-E-A-R-T-A-R-O-T, my loves. That being said, I do believe we have Kimberly on standby. My dear, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
My love, thanks for calling in. How are you?
I'm well. What about you?
Thank you for asking. I am doing well. Where are you calling in from?
I'm calling from Georgia.
Georgia, my love. What's on your mind?
Well, it's really career on what to do next or just letting the change happen because I'm working from home now. I was teaching. I've been teaching public school for about 15 years, and that is no longer my desire. My desire is to be in a leadership position, working outside the classroom. And I just want to know what you're getting from that.
Okay. Yeah, definitely. What do you teach in what grade?
Usually I teach high school biology, but, you know, I'm certified to teach middle school. So I'm teaching life science middle school.
Oh, my gosh. Well, thank you. Thank you for taking care of us. Oh, my love. Oh, yes. Yeah. So that being said, so you're wanting to do something different or kind of, you said leadership. Do you mean like branch off in the school system somehow or something totally different?
Well, I mean, I know that would be the obvious alignment, but if I could get outside of education and do something else, I'd like that too. you know, maybe in the coaching area. You know, I saw a couple of positions that were like in the coaching field. That's what we're still working with students. Maybe something like that that can branch off, because eventually I want to be a life coach. But yeah, something like that.
Okay, so a lot of good questions, and I'm trying to figure out how to ask this to give you a more concise answer, my love. But let me just get a look at just your desire in general and what you're seeing.
Okay.
First. Okay. And then I know you said you're kind of deciding between staying in the system and then branching out to life coach, totally away from where you are. Okay, so my love, yeah. Okay, let me try to walk you through this, because there's a lot of different dynamics that are coming up with you. So I do see, my love, it's about time. You're pretty clear on that you've gotten everything that you can get out of what you do, and it almost comes through, my love, that you've almost kind of made a real effort to get out of every aspect of what you've been doing, whether it's one-on-one, teachers, parents, like you really touched all the different corners of and the sides of what you do. And in good faith, they're saying it's about time. And they're also saying it's time for you to kind of hold your space and fill your cup. I also get family coming up for you. I get relationships coming up for you. I get faith. So this feels like it's time to fill your cup. It's time to kind of step away from a little bit of what you do and take control of it versus being able to handle a situation. Do you follow?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, a little bit of rest is coming up for you too. And it's about time, my love. You might actually have a break. And here's the thing with you, my love. You're always going and doing. I want you to keep this in mind. It might be time for a break for you. And I know you're not planning that, because you don't plan for breaks. But it may be, my love, right?
Yeah.
It may
be that
you're about due for one. And I say that because as much as people love you and your students and your teachers and all those people that you touch and that you impact, there's also family and connection as one-on-ones in your life that also want that and desire that from you, and you get to have that. So just keep that in mind when you're looking at your long-term. But maybe now, are you in a romantic relationship, my love?
No, I'm not.
And I ask that because I see a little bit of that popping up. And so I don't mean to dissuade you from your question, but I see a little bit of that coming up, and that comes along with home, too. So that might be something that gets a surface for you that, again, when you plan stuff, you're like going. You don't plan for something that's going to kind of hold you back or what you think may hold you back, but keep that in mind. Now, I do see your life coaching. I do see it there, and I see opportunity, and I see it being very new. You're coming up with a beautiful magician and then an Ace of Pentacles. So that's solid and something new and also opportunity. Here's the thing. It may not work out the first go the way you think it should, or even if you're going in the way you thought it would go through. So just give yourself a little bit of grace when it comes to that, and kind of, you might even take now to test the waters and see what moves you, what doesn't move you, so you can get a more concise perspective of what you want to do. And just set, instead of saying, I want to do all of this, narrow it down to this part of it. Does that make sense?
Yes. I didn't want to go right into it. I know that there's going to be a process.
Right.
I was just looking for a branching off point from what I'm doing right now.
I do see that looking good for you, my love. I do.
Yeah.
And you're so tenacious and clear. But there might be just, again, taking that time for yourself, reconnecting, grounding, filling your cup, and then going back out onto the field. But it does look good. And if you're open to knowing you can't go into it straight away, then, yeah, just kind of dabble in it and see what really moves you and what connection. You're all about connections, my love. And people, you just come through. People have a trust for you, your integrity, your energy, your direction. You just really come through with stepping in and taking control. And people love you for that, and they trust you for that. So it almost feels like you could take it easy, in quotes, for a little bit to really see what moves you and where people naturally gravitate toward you, instead of, like, saying, hey, this is what I'm doing, I hope you like it. It almost comes through with, like, hey, this is what I'm doing, I know you'll like it.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you follow?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, this feels, it does feel good for you, my love. It definitely feels like it's about time for you. It almost feels like you have a little bit of, even now, a little bit of space to kind of map out what you want to do, but it definitely looks good for you, my love.
Okay.
Yeah. So if you want to speak more, let's see, one-on-one, take me up on my 20 for 20, 20 minutes for $20, my love, and we can expand more specifically on what your questions are because it feels like there's more of that to address, and what you have going on in your personal life that will allow you to kind of create your professional life.
Okay. So how do I contact you?
So you can find me, or you can text me, call me at 234-97.
Uh-huh. Okay.
T-A-R-O-T. Tarot.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. And just mention that, you know, we caught up on the show and, you know, one-on-one, we can expand more on that and kind of veer off when you want to, because it's, like I said, it feels like you got more going on, my love. It just looks super good for you. So I'm really excited, but yeah, catch up with me.
Okay. I will. Thank you very much.
All right, my love, you take care.
All right. You too. Bye.
Thank you. Bye. Y'all. So we tossed. Well, let's speak about numbers. So 760-888-5700. Y'all, trust your intuition. Trust your question. Here's the thing. It's like an iceberg. The first question you ask isn't necessarily the one that's going to drive you down to what's really on your mind, right? It's like if you go into a store, Baskin Robbins, whatever. It's like, hey, how can I help you? And the first thing you say is, oh, I'm good. Right? You walk into a store. How can I help you? Oh, I'm good. But you know in your mind, you're looking for the perfect pair of shoes, the perfect top, the perfect pair of pants, maybe an accessory that's going to go with XYZ for when you wear it to ABC to when you do MNLOKOP, right? But we don't come out with the first question or the biggest concern when we talk to someone. And that's how this works, y'all. Even in tarot, right? What your question is, the first one, this helps us kind of get underneath, get going with what's really on your mind. And there's a lot more to it. Sometimes we don't even see it. If you even want to think about the weather, what are you going to wear tomorrow? Well, I'm wearing shoes and a shirt and a, you know, pair of pants. And then the weather says, okay, it's going to be 0 below. And you're like, oh, so I'm wearing snowshoes. I'm wearing my extra warm shirt because I'm going to wear something over it so it doesn't matter what, right? So just trust yourself. Trust your question. I get to go a little bit deeper with what you have going on, right? 760-888-5700. Y'all are listening to Talking with Tina. If what I'm saying resonates, you want to speak further, you want to take me up on my 2020 promo, 20 minutes for $20. You can catch up with me at 234-97-TAROT. Now, y'all, we pushed the number 7 to the side. We did. You might have missed it. We pushed it to the side, right? Because 7 is all about what we feel like we have to know, have to appreciate, which we are grateful for. But, y'all, this is your time. I am calling, I have named, dubbed this time and space as the intermission of life. Maybe you have to rush to the restroom. Maybe you want to go get yourself a pretzel. Maybe you want to lean over and talk to the person next to you. Maybe you want to go outside for a breath of fresh air. Up to you to choose. And I know right now we don't feel like we have a lot of time to choose. We don't have a lot of time to react. But you do. This is your time. Right? How many of us, show of hands, how many of us are like, man, if I just had some more time to think, to plan, to be with my kids, to do something different, to be challenged. And now how many of us are like, oh, my God, I don't know what to do with my time. Oh, my gosh, what am I going to do with my kids? Oh, my gosh, what's my plan? Oh, my loves, this is where it's at. This is where you, your heart, your soul shines. This is where that essence, that heart of hearts, that is only yours, surfaces. This is an opportunity to connect or disconnect. Right? You can only go one way or the other. That's kind of the way it works. Right? And so I'm kind of frantic. Panicking a little bit. Concerned. And then I started, it's interesting, y'all, because we all love social media. Quotes, faces, videos, images, memes, all that good stuff, right? How surface it was before, and now it's like, wow, this is the only way we can connect, right? And so I saw a quote from Paulo Coelho. If you think adventure is dangerous, try routine. If you think adventure is dangerous, try routine. How true is that? Because we're all out of routine. Everything's changing up. Someone's home, someone's not home. We have this, we don't have that. We're not sure what's going to happen tomorrow. Maybe we're less excited to look at our phones to see what new messages we have. Y'all, this is our time, the intermission of life. Time to think, time to decide. How scary is that, right? Hold it, just a little bit. Y'all, our number is 760-888-5700. 760-888-5700. Call in. Trust your questions. Trust what you have going on. Just the tip of the iceberg, right? I do believe we have Sharon on standby. My love, are you there?
Hello.
Hi, dear. How are you?
Good. How are you tonight?
I am doing well, my love. Where are you calling in from?
Ohio.
Oh, my love. Well, thanks for tuning in. What's on your mind?
Following suit. It's the same as the last two callers. Career.
Well.
Yeah.
Very fair. So give me a little bit of background and what it is you're looking for, too.
Well, you know, I am interviewing. I actually had two this week. They were virtual, of course. I was wondering if you see me getting an offer soon. I'm doing contract right now. I'm doing people's taxes. If I get a job, believe me, I can just do that on weekends, but I can work as many hours as I want. I'm doing it online because of the virus, but I'm looking for a permanent job, and I want to see what you can pick up on that.
Okay, so I feel like we have three questions. So looking for the two interviews you had and then for something long-term.
You can, no, why don't you just do the overall? When do you feel me getting an offer for a permanent job? How's that? You don't have to analyze every single, that's crazy.
Yeah.
I would love to get the one at the bank that I interviewed for, but I don't know if I, that's a contract. It's not even permanent, but it's a decent job. But just tell me what you're picking up for it. It's really not three questions. You can just answer, like, when do you feel me working? How's that?
Okay. Yeah, let's see, my love.
I think it's harder for a person like you to answer questions when you go off in three different directions. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And I appreciate you. I appreciate you recognizing that. So, my love, here's the thing that's coming up, and it almost feels like that's why I was veering off and being more specific with you, is because now I know you're saying you're looking for something permanent, and you've been doing and you're pretty clear with where you are right now, and you can kind of sustain yourself, right? Is there anything just off on the side that you're wanting to change or transition from, whether that's living or relationship or even like a bigger leap than just working your 9-to-5 and kind of making income?
I haven't thought about it. It wouldn't be my home. It wouldn't be a relationship. It'd be work. I mean, yeah, because I'm not moving. I mean, I own my home.
Okay. Okay, so you feel good with that. And let's look at work specifically. I know you're asking how soon it's going to happen. I feel like I'm not asking the right question for you. I hear what you're saying, but it feels like there's a little something underneath that I'm not quite seeing. Because I do get, what I get is completion. And it feels like where you are right now and what you're doing, like you said, you're ready to move past it. But it almost feels like what you're going to do next is going to be like long-term, but also has to work within the lifestyle that you want to create for yourself. So I hear you saying, yeah, I can do this on the weekends. But when you're looking for your new job, are you looking?
It ends in April. I mean, if I get another job, I'm not going to know. Yeah. So you don't even have to look at the taxes part. Yeah, but go on.
Okay. So ultimately, you're looking about really how soon this year or in what month you're going to be able to be working your regular job full time.
Yeah, employed.
Right?
Yes. How about employed?
Yeah. I see that closer to you, my love, in September.
Oh, boy.
I know. It feels like a long way out, which is kind of why I was drilling down with you. I see by September or by July something surfacing for you. But it really feels like September is going to be where you're, this is what I'm doing, this is my long-term gig, I'm putting on my LinkedIn, and this is how you can know me and how you can contact me. I know that feels like a way out. Just, I'm seeing something percolating around July, but it feels like September is more of where it's going to be for you. Well, I was saying, and even in August, my love, I'm seeing kind of as a path to that is it might feel like you're kind of in between two things and juggling, and that feels like it's kind of natural to you is to be able to juggle these two elements in your life. And by August, you're going to have to be like, okay, I can't do both. This is where I'm going to have to devote my time and energy, and you're going to do that, and you're going to cut ties. And that might feel a little unsafe for you because you are cutting ties to something.
Okay, let me ask you this. I know that I interviewed at a bank. And I know she said with this virus, it's going to be put off another 3 or 4 weeks before they start somebody. Mm-hmm. Do you feel that I have it's a contract job, though. It's a temp job. It's not permanent. Do you feel I would have a chance? Her name was Kim.
Let me see what that, like if you're still in the running, so to speak, after all.
Yes, I'm still in the running for it.
If you're still in the running, you are.
Because I don't like contracting. It makes me too nervous.
Yeah, I can see that. You are still in the running, my love. Hold on a second. There's something else that's coming through. You are,
she was
and
really
here's
nice.
The scary part. Yeah, I know. Well, I know she was, and I get why. Here's the thing, though. You are still in the running, but it's more on the operations on their side where they're almost trying to decide when to cut something now or when to cut it later and then when to start something. And it's almost like all over the place right now, not
she
just because
that.
Of what's shaken. Okay. Yeah. Not she just because of what's shaking down.
Yeah.
Say what?
She said they don't know how to deal with this, if they should start train them on virtual at home or should they wait till this is all over and have them start. That's what it's all up in the air. You're absolutely right. She did say that. I didn't mean to interrupt you. Go on.
No, I appreciate that. It really helps the readings. So I'll tell you what, it's almost like they start out with saying, okay, this is what we can do. And then they go through and they're like, oh wait, no, let's change. And they do. And so if you are going to sign something up with them, my love, because I do see this, you still being in the running. And again, they love your tenacity. They love your experience. They love your direction. And even being remote right now to start wouldn't really be a problem. It's when you get into the operations of it, because that's what keeps coming up for them, that they're like, oh, wait a second, we didn't see this. They're almost trying to fill a need right now. And then when they get halfway through, they're like, oh, wait, we need that other piece. And then that's not there. So you might just keep that in mind, and I feel like that could be why location was popping up for you, is because that might end up surfacing when it comes down to it. But if it's temp and you're okay with that, that might be something you could work with for now, but I know that's not ultimately your goal.
It's 6 months. It's a six-month contract job there. You know, the pay is decent and everything, but, you know, I've always had benefits. This is the first time I've ever been out of work. I mean, I'm usually doing all with something. I mean, I'm doing the taxes, but that's going to end. I know it's ending. But you do feel, you said July I could get the job, or like September I'll be settled.
Yes, I see July things definitely coming together for you, solidifying, and then by September, this is what you're doing. But there might be that up and down, or that, and you might start out, I don't know if that means you start out as in talks or as a temp thing or whatever. Because that's the thing with you too, my love. You come through as really appealing because you can do both things. You can be temp and contract, and then you can be permanent. And you come through as permanent. So you also come through as a teacher, a leader, and then you leave. You just, I know that sounds kind of funny to say it's a benefit, but it occurs too. But yeah, I do. I see things shaking down for you in July and solidifying by September.
I was even thinking, because I guess my name must be out there, because I do volunteer work when I'm working. The census called me to work for them. That's the first time I'm even thinking about doing that. It's in May. It's 8 weeks. But do you know they pay $30 an hour to work at the census? Can you believe that?
Oh, wow. That is not a bad gig.
I just never knew that. Huh?
That is not a bad gig.
That's another option. You know, and you don't have to go door to door. It's in the office. She's going to go over it with me, I think, the first week of April. And I haven't even decided but if I have to, I will do it. Joanna, you can work up to 40 hours, and they give you your own phone.
Oh my gosh.
They pay for all your gas. And it's just a contract job. I don't know. This is just so frustrating. But you do feel this year I will be employed, correct?
Oh, yeah, you'll land. You will land, my love. I know you come through as like a bumblebee where you're going like flower to flower. And you're like, I just want to stay at this flower. I do see that for you, my love. And when you mentioned the census, you know, I got a two of rods, which it feels like it's going to give you some time to kind of like get a better lay of the land. But it's also going to give you time to kind of set that piggy bank. So I don't get that being bad for you at all, right? You just, my love, people are just drawn to you. But you come through as, how do I say this? You come through is so invaluable that people don't budget for you when you come in. They're going to miss you when you're gone, but they don't budget for you. And so that could be part of the struggle. I know that sounds like you're just too pretty, you're too rich, but that's just, my love, you have it all. And so people are struggling with that.
Oh, I'm not rich. I'm comfortable, but my God.
Well, no,
not
I mean,
even,
like,
not at this point. I know what you're saying. I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
It's hard. So, I know that at my last job, I used to wear sweatshirts to work just to be on the good side with the women. It's terrible what you have to do these days. And my God, I'm in my 50s. I mean, that isn't even optional. I don't even think like that. You know what I'm saying? I know.
I do. And it's funny because I was sitting at your car. I'm like, wow, that's kind of like a curse for you. And, it is. You have so much going on, and you know what you want. You know how to direct. You know how to make things happen. And that does intimidate a lot of people. And even hiring managers, and that's why people are drawn to you. But this gal that you mentioned, yeah, she absolutely sees the value. It's just the operation.
She was really nice.
They have to figure it out. Yeah.
But you were
I know
so
she was
right
excited
about
you. Yeah.
You were so right about that. She's like, we are so confused on what to do. She goes, we've never been through this. The whole department, the whole operation center, they are all working at home, except the people that can't do that. But I just can't believe what's on, and I think it's just going to get worse because New York just got hit so bad. We'll see what happens if sooner or later. Do you know what I mean? They can't close down that much. You know what I mean?
Yes, yes. There's a little bit of lag because in the school year, but So it does look. I'll tell you what. I don't see you being stuck out. I see you, even if you have to go from flower to flower for a little bit more, a little longer. You can and you will. But it's going to be closer to the summer when people are like, I'm ready. I'm ready. I want you. Let's do it.
Do you feel I'm going to be okay financially? So far, I'm so tight, and I've been okay so far. I'm just, really, really.
Yeah.
You don't feel problems.
You will be. Okay. You're going to feel that release. I just looked at a couple more cards, my love. You're going to feel that release in October. I know we said September is kind of where it's at for you. By October, which is pretty quick. Pretty quick turnaround.
I know
October,
that.
My love, you're like, and you're feeling like the release. You're like sitting back on the couch, taking out the belt. But you will feel that restriction, and that's just you though. You're very conservative. You're going to feel that until then, and you've got enough in your piggy bank. You've got enough in your backup piggy bank, so you will be okay.
All right, I know. I worry about everything. Summer is real around the corner. Think about it. We're going to be in the house for the next 4 weeks. That's a month right there. I know. Listen, Tina, thank you so much for answering my question. It's so appreciated. I really, really thank you.
You're welcome,
okay.
My love. Thanks for tuning
Thanks
in.
Thanks for telling the truth. Thanks for the truth.
You're welcome. You take care.
Bye.
Bye. Y'all, so let's speak a little bit on that. I love connecting with you. I love reading cards. I love supporting you. But to Sharon's point, it is all about being honest with you. You come to the table with an honest question, that's the answer you're going to get, right? So I know it's difficult to be vulnerable. I know it's difficult to be open and honest with your heart of hearts question. And I'm not even saying you have to come to the table with that straight away. But I am saying there is a lot of value to being more candid with what you have shaken down. Because I'm just here to support. I'm almost like the radio, right? The more you move that dial, different answer you're going to get. A different insight, different perspective, right? Not right or wrong, not yes or no, just the insight and the perspective that's around what you've got shaken down. So take me up on my 2020 offer, 20 minutes for $20. Y'all can find out more at www.ihearTarot.com. You can also reach me at 234-97-TAROT. Right? With everything that is shaking down, I want you to remember not everything is canceled. Not everything is canceled for the next 3 to 4 weeks. Sun, spring, relationships, love, reading, devotion, music, karaoke, kindness. That is not canceled for the next 3 to 4 weeks, or potentially canceled for the next 3 to 4 weeks. Keep that in mind. Y'all, we love to hear what's going on, what's wrong, what's not going to happen, what we can't do, what we're missing, what we have to save on. No one is talking about everything that is there, right? What we do have versus what we don't have. That being said, I do believe we have another caller on standby. My love, are you there? Hi.
Hey, my name's Khalil.
Leo?
Khalil. Yeah.
Khalil, my love, thanks for calling in. Where are you calling in from?
Virginia.
Virginia, my dear. Well, thanks for tuning in. How are you doing?
Doing pretty good.
Good, good. My love, what's on your mind?
I was wondering if I'll be getting, like, a person that's, like, person that will be watching out for me, like a police officer. That's like a nice person that understands autism and, like, really understands my vulnerability and will be looking out for me.
Yeah, is this someone that, like, may be assigned to working with you, or you've got something shaken down where you're hoping to meet someone like that can support you?
Well, it's, like, somebody that I might know or someone that's, like, new to the department, but somebody that I was told that they see somebody coming into my life that looks like that.
Okay, so I want to be sure I'm clear on your question, my love. So will this person who gets you, has compassion, and someone that you can kind of gel with, is that person coming into your life, is your question?
Like a person I can, you know, that's compassionate, I can, you know, be friends, and sometimes they can, you know, they would do anything to save my life. I would do anything to save their life. And it's like, you know, a person that's like, have like a friendly, like regular relationship like I have with any other civilian.
Okay. Yeah. So let me see what they want to say about that, my love. I do see that. I feel like there's something else that's coming up. There's still a question. Is this like you're waiting to see if you're going to be reconnected with someone or someone is going to fill the position?
Someone either way.
Okay. I do here's the thing, my love. I do see that for you. And they're going to have a background of family, of understanding, of abundance. So they're not going to be tight with their energy and their compassion, and they're not going to be tight with their energy is the best way to say it. They're going to want to give and be open to giving. So that's good. And you'll kind of recognize them already when they come from that background. But it almost feels like there's still a decision that remains to happen that's going to put them in your life. Do you know if something like that's still shaken down, or are you just kind of like, that's just more of your question?
I'm not sure. I mean, like when I was a kid, I used to see, I was watching this movie. I was imagining something because, see, I see a lot of things like, I've gone to a lot of police departments and I've done a lot of photocopies. And when I was a kid, I saw them as objects and not things that, not human beings, because they're, see, I have autism and the uniforms used to irritate me. And I imagine the person's face on a copy machine. Then I imagine a police officer with green paint all over him. And I'm not sure if that was telling me something about my life. This was when I was five.
Yeah, my love, I don't know, honestly, too much about colors, but it does feel like the person that comes, it could have to do with abundance, right? That green. But it does feel like they will be in your life. It feels like there's kind of, I keep saying the same thing, my love. It does feel like there's still some kind of deciding factor as to when they're going to come in. And I can't tell if that's action from your end or if you're just kind of waiting there at the table for someone to sit down in front of you and then you're off and running with them. But I do see that happening. I do see that happening. They come through as really, here's the thing, my love. Don't discount the fact that it could be a female. I know you said partner, and it almost feels like that could surprise you if it's a female presence that shows up instead of a male.
It does sort of surprise me.
You said what?
It does sort of surprise me if it is.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see why, because it does kind of come out of nowhere. So I know you're seeing it kind of one way right now and you're asking about it one way. So just be open to that. But the person that does come in, and I do see that happening for you, my love, is very balanced. Their cup is full so they can share. They're not stingy and they're not kind of holding on the way it feels like you've had in your life. So I do see that for you, though. You're welcome, my love. Take care.
You too.
Thank you. Bye. Well, and so this is... Gosh, isn't this the truth? Now, we think we're expecting one thing. We think we almost know what we're going to see, what the outcome is going to be. It's almost like, oh, my gosh, I didn't know it was that actor. I totally thought it was someone else. But that can happen in our lives. And so sometimes that's what surfaces is where it's like, I didn't even realize. Wasn't even expecting it. So maybe it's just being open to that. Or maybe just being open to open. Let's just take a step back, right? It's like almost like if you're putting something on, trying something on, whether it's a new pair of kicks, whether it's a new outfit, maybe a new hairdo, maybe a new makeup style, whatever it is for you. The first thing we do is look up close and personal in the mirror, and we're like, oh my gosh, I need to tweeze my brows. I'm gonna have to wax out. What's happening up here? But then we take a step back, and we're like, doesn't look so bad. And then we take a further step back and we're like, I can do this. I can own it. So just keep that in mind. Take a step. Take two. Maybe even take three steps back. And then look. See what you've got going on. See what catches your attention first. You know, Martin Luther King said, I have decided to stick with love. Hate is too great of a burden to bear. Y'all, if we could just end with anything, we could even replace hate with fear. But I have decided to stick with love. Hate is too great of a burden to bear. Martin Luther King. Maybe fear is too great of a burden. Take care of yourself. Fill your cup. The world is just waiting. My loves, catch up with me next week. Until we speak again, take care. Blessings, health, and love to you. We'll speak again. Love you so much. Have a good night.